And a good afternoon. Oh, God, this... Oh, David has started it out with a hit right here. Whew! You ever see the album cover for this one, David?
Oh, it's sexy.
I mean, that hat, where do you procure one of those? Is this Donnie Hathaway?
Yeah, this is Donnie Hathaway.
Okay, people, you gotta... we're getting off the rails already. David, I need one of those hats. Not that I'd ever wear it, I just need to know they're real. Where do you even get one of the... It was almost like, you remember the big hat?
Yes, I do.
That came out like 2 years ago and the players were starting to wear them? That's almost like a 1970s version of a big hat.
I can find that hat for you. I definitely can find that.
Amazing.
I actually I have something similar, but... Yeah, Kenny just stopped seeing it.
I just saw it just now.
Kenny, I'm going to get you one of those with a Red Wing logo on it.
It'll cover my whole head. Jesus.
Dude, it's unbelievable when that song comes on my Christmas playlist. Every time I look at the screen while I'm driving, I'm going, I can't take this seriously with that hat. I can't. It's ridiculous. I'm on the mend, but we're going to do a good show today, I promise. One note is we are going to track this Bill Belichick thing. It's not done yet, but David, you asked me about it yesterday, and I'm like, geez, I'm not saying it's not real. It's just it's hard for me to fathom, but it sounds like they've taken steps closer, but it's not done. So the idea of Bill Belichick coaching North Carolina football, if you had that on your bingo board 3 months ago, you win. So we'll see if that breaks this afternoon. I don't know. But I want to talk about the roller coaster that was your Detroit Red Wings last night. And I want to tell you something. I didn't watch the first period. I'm not feeling very well. Straight up, I was not in the mood for sports. Kenny was sending out the sad cot meme, which I know publicly you guys don't know what it is, but think about when you saw the miserable picture of Ben Affleck. Slap a Wings jersey on it, and then I don't know where Kenny was when this photo was taken, but it's sad, forlorn, cowboy funeral Kenny. And I slapped his head on the jersey, and it's become the cot meme. So the Wings are... They were lucky to be down 3-2, apparently, from everything I've read. And then Kenny sends the magic words, people. Oh, bleep, it's COSA time. And Kenny, what did I say to you? I need to turn this on.
Yeah, you were in. You were fully invested once I said COSA was in.
And you know what's interesting, Kenny? It's the first time this season that that team has done anything that made you want to turn them on. So I wanted your take on this, right? We've talked about all season long. All right, how do we get out of this? How do we fix this? And everybody wants Lalonde gone. It hasn't happened, probably won't happen, but fine. But Kenny, look, I'm not saying they won the game because of him, right? It's a 6-5 game. He came in at 3-2. They won because offensively they took advantage of Buffalo being hideous. It's more that, A, it was an important game. I mean, that's the team that is right there in the standings with them. But B, they'd lost like 50 in a row. Kenny, I want to ask you the question. A, do we see more of COSA? Is that a move? Is that a something? You threw him in an emergency duty. It was only a 3-2 game. It wasn't a throwaway. It wasn't Patrick Waugh getting pulled at 7-1. So it wasn't like, well, we just wanted to get him some burn. It's 3-2 after one. You played him. That's not a throwaway to me. So I want to ask Kenny that question about, okay, could this be a spark, or is that way too optimistic? But then, Kenny, your take, that outside of launching Lalonde into the sun, how does this team get out of this? How do we have a brighter future here past Christmas, in your mind?
Well, you say outside of launching Lalonde out of the sun, I feel like that might be steps 1, 2, and 3. But seeing COSA in there, and it did something for me mentally as a fan that I haven't really experienced this year yet. Is
did something physically too?
A little bit. It made me. I watched this team, and I thought, man, they're exactly David. That's exactly
that was my
right.
reaction when he told me COSA was playing.
Oh, no! I mean, you just look at the way the team played after he got put in, and it seemed like, all right, let's actually try this out for a second here. It looked like there was a new spark, a new life. And everything that tells me is that we won't see it again, which is very, 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 very depressing. Because I don't
think... Why is that?
I don't think there ever was a plan to have him start. I think maybe, best case scenario, I had him starting yesterday because I thought, all right, they'll start him yesterday after all those Huso starts, give Huso a break, and then Huso will be back on Thursday. I have that nice little couple days off, go back to Huso. We won't see Cosa at all because that's an emergency break glass situation. And I think that's...
Let me ask a question. Yeah. Why? Well, I want to know why. What stops you? You are bottom of the barrel in the East. You have, look, you're 28 games deep, right? We have 54 games to get this right. You're not taking an expensive goalie's job. You're not upending a long-term commitment you've made at goalie, right? Huso hasn't been great. It's just, why not, is my question to you. And I know Hockey Elite will yell at me, but I'm asking, why?
There's really two answers, and one of them actually didn't rear its ugly head until a little bit later on last night, was you don't trust this defense in front of him. You're going to shell him. You're going to put 40 shots on him a game. It's going to kill his confidence. He's a kid. And if that's your logic, fine, I guess. But my counter to that is, I mean, there's only going to be one way to get this guy NHL experience, and that's to get him NHL experience. And I'm sorry, who's your better goalie here? Is it Huso? Talbot's injured. We don't know. There is no answer, but I think the actual answer, the one that they'll give you in the front office level, and if you ask Derek Lalonde to like swallow some truth serum, that's it. What he would tell you is that what's been the fatal flaw of this team and the Tigers and teams like these teams is they stick to the plan. Their problem has been they stick to the plan to a fault. We're not going to start him because he's not ready to start yet. This is our plan dictates this many years, this many starts. We're going to bring these guys up when they're ready, yada, yada, yada. They're very rigid on their plan, and okay, they don't want to stray from that plan.
So let me ask the Hockey Elite this question, and I'm trying to be respectful, and if you guys want to just dump all over it, that's fine. This may not be the move to turn it all around, okay? I just know for one night it was exciting. Is the idea of giving Cosa some run here totally insane, partially insane, or not insane at all? That this is a team that primarily has been dreadful this year. Tarasenko's been awful. Kane's been awful. Defensively, really inconsistent. They don't get out of their own end. They don't play well 5-on-5. I'm asking the question. And as Hockey Elite, you put the guardrails up to the universe of your sport. I want to know if this idea is totally, partially, or not at all. That by injecting some life into this team, could it flip the switch to a team that, guys, candidly, a lot of nights, it just feels like they're going through the motion. 248-539-9797. I mean, Kenny, totally, partially, or not at all. Forget about their rigidity to the plan.
The way that I look at it, and I get the idea of let's stick to the plan, let's do what we've been doing. This is our idea. This is how it's going to go moving forward. But I saw a different team on the ice for parts of that game last night. Once Cosa came into that game, the vibe changed. There was a different spark. I'm not saying that's going to happen every single game. I'm not going to say if you start him on Thursday, that's going to happen again. But just the idea that there's something different, there's a different level of confidence that they seem to be playing in front of Cosa that I haven't seen in front of Huso in quite some time. It seemed like they actually wanted to keep the puck out of their own zone. Now, their ability to do that, well, that's a little bit more in question. But they were actually, it felt like it was a different vibe, man. And yeah, I don't think it's crazy for you to suggest some idea of, by the way, this team is in the company of teams like Montreal and Buffalo, who we just saw. I mean, Columbus is better than them. Pittsburgh is better than them. And they're terrible this year. What do you have to lose by trying?
My Islanders are better than them. And the Islanders are down every good player they have. It just, guys, I don't want it to sound like dumb radio guy who's not a huge hockey fan. And I apologize in advance if it sounds that way. All I can tell you is this team is desperate for a jump start. I can't demand they call up some Mishkov-level prospect, okay? They don't have that. I mean, you want to tell me Danielson might come up and make a difference? You're welcome to that. The point I'm making is they need a spark. It looked like they got a spark. I can't talk about firing the coach anymore. I mean, we all know how you guys feel. Should they give Kosa some run here? I need the hockey Matterhorn is up, okay? And I'm not going to make a sound effect because these guys will clip it, and then I got to deal with that. So, you know, I learned my lesson with the Penn State thing. 248-539-9797. I just want to know if it's totally insane, partially insane, or not insane at all, because it's DEFCON 1. We need a spark. Maybe this kid's the real McCoy. Let's find out. And you know what we're not going to do? We're not going to hang him out to dry. We're not going to allow him to play 40 games in the next 54. We're not going to get him roasted and turn him into Eric Fichaud from my childhood. No, but why not give him a little run here? Give it a shot. See what happens. Because Kenny's right. I didn't think the team looked bad at all with Kosa in the net. They looked to have a little bit of energy. And to Kenny's point, it was almost like, look, we got to take care of the kid. And not in a bad way, but in a, hey, get your heads out of your asses. Let's go. I just want to know if that's dumb radio guy stuff. Because for me, I'm out of answers. I mean, I can get on the air and yell and scream and demand some big trade, but that doesn't serve anything. They're not going to do that at Christmas, and I don't even know who to be trading for. You know, it's not like Brett Hull in his prime is coming down here. So it just, I don't know what to do. And I felt like last night was the first time we felt a spark. So why not give it a run? If you think it's totally nuts, you have every right to come on the air and say it. Partially, make your case and why. Or not at all, dumb hockey guy has smart idea. Because I don't see a reason not to. I get tired of hearing about the plan. I get tired of hearing about timelines. I mean, this season is, it's slipping away. And no, they're not out of it. Yes, the East is condensed. The problem is, it is going to take a long stretch of consistently good to great hockey to put them in a position we want them in. You know what I don't want to do? I don't want to be fighting for the last spot in the last 10 days of the year. We wanted this team to take a big step forward. So, is starting Kosa for any amount of time totally insane, partially insane, or not at all? I'm just telling you, when Kenny sent the bat signal up last night, it got me to turn it on. And the team rallied. And they played well. And they, man, did they bring that game from the fire. A couple of third period goals. And they win it in a shootout. So, go ahead. You guys tell me. We will get to the college football playoff. We have Scott Harris quotes. We'll keep our eye on what's going on with the Tigers at the winter meeting. So, a lot to do today. But Wings are a roller coaster. And we wanted to talk a little bit about it. We'll get your phone calls coming up next. All right. So, I've asked a question. And if you think it's dumb, go ahead. I'm not offended. I'm just saying there was a spark last night. The Kosa era. Kenny poured water on that because he's responsible. But why not? What else does this team have going for it? And if we're going to turn the season around, it's going to take something bold, right? Why not give Kosa a little bit of a run here? See what you got. Team clearly responded to him being inserted into a 3-2 game. So let's get to the people. We'll see what they have to say. We'll check ticket text in a little bit, David. Let's lead the show with TJ 97.1. Tej, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Big fan. Just wanted to appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir. What do you make of this? Am I out of my mind?
No, I don't think you are at all. And to touch on what Kenny said, I think you made some great points. I mean, this team clearly, I mean, maybe not so much the team, but the front office clearly hasn't learned from last season's mistakes. We found ourselves, you know, a point or two out of a playoff spot with, what, 14 days to go. So for them to not realize that there's an urgency, A, with our goaltending, but B, more so with the youth on this team, they need to give, you know, Kosa needs all the time he can get. So I agree with you. I don't think burn the kid out. I don't think you leave him out to dry or, you know, put him in games where you know you might not have much of a favorable shot. But if this kid's going to come in when we are ready to make our run and when we are ready to touch the postseason, which hopefully would be sooner than later, but this kid's going to need the reps and kind of the been there, done that mentality. And I think that spark we saw last night with the team, you know, providing an offensive outburst, which we haven't seen the likes of, I'm sure Kenny knows, in a matter of weeks. I can't remember the last time we scored four goals in a game. So I think you know, the perfect fit for us right now would be to give him some playing time, let him get his legs right, and just give him the reps that he has confidence so that when we do get the pieces to make the real playoff push, which clearly, you know, this is a clown car this year. I don't see us making much of a run, but I do think we need to give him some leeway here and give him some chances between the pipes. So
yeah. No, and I mean, Look, TJ, at a certain point, what are we waiting for, right? I mean, I think TJ makes a good point, guys. You know, you've got to give the kids some reps. It's not usually plug and play where, okay, we're now a playoff, we're a Stanley Cup team, now we're going to debut a goalie. It doesn't usually work that way. And it's often not, you know, progression is not a linear curve in many, many cases. So I'm not telling you you would start him continually. I'm not saying he would be here in January. I just, why not let him write his own story? All right, I understand you brought him up as an emergency goalie. I understand there was really not an intent to play him. But last night in a 3-2 game, you put him in the game. Not 5-0, 3-2. And you put him in the game, and he didn't show his ass, and the team rallied, and they won a big game against Buffalo. I you know what it is, too? Full admission, guys. Guilty as charged. I just want something interesting. I can't take anymore. Go to Scotty, 97.1. Scott, how are you today?
Hey, boys, doing good.
What are you making?
You know, I think you're absolutely right. There's nothing to lose at this point. And, you know, why not give the team a spark? It's not crazy talk. It's just logic. And really, the Wings have had average goaltending for the last 5 years. A lot of fans think all their goalies stink. The reality is the defense in front of them is terrible. So no one's going to be a real game breaker in that. I don't expect Costa to be that, but you get a spark. And I'm tired of hearing, you hear it all the time, oh, this young team, the Red Wings, they're learning as they go. They're the seventh oldest team in the league to start the year, at least.
It's a misnomer to suggest that it's a bunch of kids. It's not. And I think that's the frustration by so many. That if it was a young team filled with guys under the age of 25 that were scuffling as they learn, you might be able to tolerate it. I don't want to speak for Kenny on that. I know I can categorize it differently. But when it is one of the oldest teams in the league, you start to look around and go, what are we doing here?
Right. And I think that could change really quickly. You mentioned we don't have a Michkov. That's true. We do have one in Russia, though. Buchelnikov. Yeah, I think he's got more points per game than Tarasenko did in the KHL, as well as Artemi Panarin at the same age, and right there with Michkov. So you have someone there. You have Axel Sandin Pellikka, which I think he should have been in North America this year. He's leading the Swedish league in scoring again, same as last year. So they have players coming. I'm not as down on the Eiser plan as a lot of people, but I also think as a coach, this was a no-brainer decision. He should have started the game. You know, you've lost four straight, and what do you have to lose? Why call him up just to sit on the bench?
Scott, that's where I'm at with it. And look, I just don't think this kid's going to be destroyed starting four or five games. I don't. I mean, you play him. You make sure you protect him. You make sure you're not going to let him get embarrassed if you know he's off his game. But five games? This kid's not going to lose his confidence in five games.
Yeah, nobody's saying run the wheels off the kid. We're not talking about that. He's not your full-time starter, but A, see what the kid has, and B, see what the team plays like in front of him, because it seems like there was a real chemistry there.
I just felt like there was an energy. Let's go to Steve, a self-admitted hockey elite. Steven, how are you?
What's up? Did you order my Pellikka jersey yet?
Every time with this. Steve. I'll tell you what, when the guy makes landfall, we'll have a conversation, okay?
No.
Let's get him on this side of the globe.
All right, so anyways, let's break down the Corsi stats. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. I'll just get right off the bat. Costa should start, absolutely. Let's just get on with the plan. Now, the question I want to ask you and really ask Kenny is, should Yzerman's performance be assessed quicker now? I've been trying to get on these airways for a couple weeks now. Stuff happens. No worries, guys. No skin off my behind, because we've been having those conversations for weeks, months, maybe even a year now about, you know, should Yzerman be on the hot seat? And I want to call in and say there is a date that we can really assess that, and that's if Kosa and Augustine get up here and there's some youth up here and they look like crap. Now, the situation has arisen out of necessity due to injury, and I want to ask, does that timeline move up? Now, Yzerman's blueprint, guys, has been pretty clear. Larkin was a nice player, but he was no Steven Stamkos or gosh, for the life of me, I can't remember the defenseman headman out there. He never had that to work with. So he had to build through the draft. And then it was clear he was going to slowly raise the competitive floor of the team to keep vets and the young guys like Larkin, Sider, Raymond happy while they're sustaining and improving culture. Then they bring in the youth players slowly, kind of insulate them from the pressures of being a youthful team. But now we're seeing the ceiling of the team. And rookie development is going at a glacial pace. So, guys, let's just bring on the youth movement. Like, what do we have to lose? I mean, I have not watched this team as religiously as I usually have. I've been busier this year, but I haven't made the excuses for it. I mean, bring in Soderblom. I hear he's looking like a more well-rounded player. I haven't watched him, Kenny. Maybe you can comment that. I want my standing Pelican jersey yesterday. Mike owes me this. So come on, Red Wings, bring him over here. Casper should have been here from the jump. So, guys, let's just get an expedition. Or let's expedite this youth process. That's what I want to say.
You know what? I'm with you. Danielson's another guy you could talk about where it's like, look, if the season isn't going to result in a playoff berth, let's at least start bringing up some of the kids. And if Kosa is one of them, great. I think glacial pace is the best thing he said, because I never feel like we get a fun surprise. It's always, we'll keep waiting. Well, when will then be now? Soon. It doesn't make any sense. It can't be an endless loop.
And it seems like the glacial pace, I'm glad he brought that up. That's a very salient point, because it feels like I said last segment, was it just feels like they're trying to do this on their own pace. And they don't want to stray away from that, which is why I worry if Talbot gets healthy, back down to Grand Rapids, Kosa is going to go. And it's going to be the exact same way we started the season.
And what I would ask for people who think that's going to happen, I want you to justify it. I want you to explain why Kosa can't be given a mini audition here. Why? You're 28 games in. It doesn't feel like this team's getting ready to go on some big run. I just don't, you know, Kenny, you know, doing it at their own pace. You know who else that sounds like? Tigers. Both Illich properties, too. Weird. 248-539-9797. We are going to get with the people. We'll knock out some more of these calls. Got some college football to get into. For all the playoff truthers. Okay. Did you get what you wanted? Is this electric? Y'all hyped up about the playoff or not? We're going to have that conversation at 3 o'clock. And a lot more, including some Tigers, because it's hot stove season. I can't resist. Well, now what the hell is this song?
We got some NSYNC Christmas, baby.
Yeah, this is my song.
Oh, dear God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Woo! Is this a thing?
Holiday.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Yep. That's quite enough of that. I think we've hit our quotient for the holiday season on that track. All right. David, I want to check on the ticket text. I'm asking the question. Totally crazy, partially crazy, or not at all. Give Kosa a few starts here. Team responded. I don't have any other outs. I don't think they're going to fire Lalonde. I don't think they're making some big trade and shaking it up. Why not? Couple games. Give the kids some run. You may stumble into something. Maybe we can goalie some people. I don't know. David, what do the texters have to say?
Start him versus the lesser talented teams we play. Minimum stress. Get him some experience. We need to turn this thing around. That is from Scott in Carlton.
Okay.
Kosa looked to be as good as Huso and Lyon in the game one, so he's only going to improve. Let him split the starts with Talbot returns. Tim from Waterford. Lifetime Wings fan since the Dead Wing era. Give the kid every chance. The season is already looking like a bust anyway.
Okay.
Well, and look, I am not mad if anyone wants to call up and they want to say, hey, stay the course. We have time. We can turn it around. We're only 4 points out of the wild card. I'm not mad at you if you say that. I think the one thing you don't get to ask for more of if you are the Red Wings is time. I mean, it's just enough is enough. And no one expected this team to be top of the league, right? No one's expecting the team to compete for the President's Trophy. But for God's sakes, you shouldn't be staring, you know, eye to eye with Montreal. David, one more, and we'll go to the people.
Yeah, I think this one's kind of a big one here. Dylan Larkin said it. Dylan Larkin said it gave the team a spark. How could you not start him again? That's a big endorsement by the captain.
When the captain speaks, you listen. You got to give Seabass some run here. Come on. Let's go to Joe, see what he's got to say about it. Joe, welcome aboard.
Hey, how are you doing today, fellas?
Good, man. What do you make of this?
Good, good. It's a Christmas Day miracle, man. We're talking NHL with Mike. Love it.
Well, they did something interesting last night, Joe.
No, and they did. And it's funny. I'm so glad you brought up this topic. After the third goal let in by Husso, me and the boys were chatting. And, you know, we were talking about Kosa. And I said, you know, all I hear is the coach talk. Well, we got a lot of confidence in him and this, that, and another. And I'm like, okay, well, then why have you not given him a start? And I was actually ready to turn the channel. But they did that little intermission piece. I don't know if you saw it, where they had interviewed Kosa earlier in the day at practice or whatever. And I got enraged more. And I'm like, why can we not start this kid? I'm so ready to turn the channel. And they come back, and he's in net for the second period. And I'm like, wow, now I got to watch this. You know, I got to see how he does. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And to your point, I don't see any risk in giving him 3 to 5 starts. 3 if he's away off kilter, 5 if he's doing well, because you cannot emulate the speed of the NHL in the AHL. The skaters are faster, the passes are more accurate, the shots are faster and more accurate. There's, what have you got to lose? Falling back another couple spots? If we make the playoffs, we're going to get smacked first round. You just see it. We're too slow. Maybe it's an effort thing. Maybe it's a skill thing, but we just look slow and outmatched. So you got to give the kid 3 to 5 starts, in my opinion.
Yeah, and Joe, listen, you know what? I think the best thing you said, what's the harm? I mean, the team's already bad. You know, it'd be different if they had a goalie who was on a 5-year deal and, you know, you were paying him massive dollars. You can complicate things. But this? Whose feelings am I worried about hurting? Husso? Talbot? Like, who cares? Let's go to Toby, 97.1. Tobes, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, okay. I was absolutely happy, happy, happy when I saw him in goal. Now, remember what happened. And, yes, they have to play him, but they need more defense in front of him because, of course, our defense let the other team get by, and they got shots on him. Now, do you remember when St. Louis, the St. Louis Blues, about 4 or 5 years ago, they won the Stanley Cup. They were the worst team in the NHL in the January month. Mm-hmm. They brought in a guy that was young named Bennington. And what did they do?
Mid-playoffs. Won the Stanley Cup.
They won the Stanley Cup. Now, I'm not saying the Red Wings are going to do all that. But they brought in a young goalie. He gave them some life. They had nothing to lose. They were the worst team in the league in January, and they went on a run. I don't think 5 games is enough. I think they should keep them in.
No, but Toby, just understand, I want to walk before we can run. I don't want to come on the air and go, this is our starting. I'm just saying, can we at least please not just send him back down?
No, they shouldn't. But what they should do is do exactly what they're planning on doing. But I do believe that this goalie is going to be a very, very crucial part in this coming these next couple of months. A goalie can get hot. It can spark the team. And no, am I saying the Red Wings are going to be all crazy in the playoff? No, I'm not. But I'm just saying, just remember what happened in St. Louis. That's all I'm saying. And I'm happy that they're doing it. And go Wings.
Yeah, I totally appreciate it. I just want the kid to get a dress rehearsal. I'd love to see an audition here. Just give him a few games. Why? Well, for one, it gives you a reason to watch. Because the team certainly hasn't done that all year. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Excellent, Mike. What do you make of this?
Well, you know what? This is the first time I've actually called in because this is a topic that I feel pretty passionate about, and it's something that's bothered me a long time. I don't think you're off base at all. When you look across sports, you know, not all sports correlate. Like baseball and hockey and basketball and football, they're all different animals. But, like, in the NFL, these young kids get drafted in the first round, second round. They're playing basketball. They get drafted first round, lottery, they're playing. Hockey and baseball are like the only sport where they have these guys and they develop them for years and years and years. And rightfully so, because, you know, some of these kids are getting drafted when they're 15, 16, 17 year old. But if you're going to go down, which the Wings are doing, why don't you go down swinging and see what you have instead of just trotting out the same old legs over and over and over again? It's a proven fact in hockey that, you know, 30-year-old legs can't skate with 20-year-old legs. So to take Kosa and throw him out there and see what he has, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, these players at that level, they don't lack in confidence. You don't get drafted and play at that level if you're lacking in confidence. So going out there and playing 3, 4, 5 games, that's the best way you're going to learn. You're only going to develop so far. Like Caller Joe said earlier, there's only so much you're going to be able to develop a guy in the AHL versus the NHL. It's a different breed.
Well,
so
you know what, Mike?
Giving
truthfully,
them starts and letting them play, absolutely.
And truthfully, Mike, like, we need to put Yzerman on the clock. Well, how do we do that? Well, it's how Kasper plays. It's how Danielson plays. It's how Kosa plays. It's how Palika plays. These guys have to come up here and play. Because if they're not dominant, if they're not difference makers, paradigm shifters, then this whole thing's a failure. And understand when I say that, I'm not yelling, I'm not being insulting. I'm saying you don't get to have it both ways where you say, listen, when the kids get here, it's going to be all right. Well, if they're here and they're not great, this whole thing's a bust. So I think subconsciously part of the reason I want to see Kosa get a bit of an audition is I just think it's well past time. We have to start seeing the fruits of Yzerman's labor because I'm out of patience. I don't know how Kenny feels about it or if Kenny, if you're busy screening, I just, is that wrong of me? I mean, at least I'm admitting the bias.
No, I don't think it's wrong of you, but also he's been killing it at basically every level he's played at. Now is the time to call him up, and I challenge anybody to tell me why when Talbot gets back we still shouldn't see Kosa in the lineup. I'm because I can just picture it right now. The second he gets healthy, back to Grand Rapids he goes, and I'm already upset about it.
I think if that happens, that's actually pretty insulting. I really do. I mean, you have an opportunity here to make an evaluation on a guy. And look, if this team were flying high, you send the kid back down. I totally get it. They're not. What's the risk?
Can we start him on Thursday, by the way, against Philly? In Philly? I would love that.
Oh, my God.
Just get him one NHL start.
A shootout that features Mishkov versus Kosa. All the marbles. It's a movie script.
And now Mike's back into being a hockey fan. All right.
Kenny, you know my rule. If the team's going to be interesting, if they're going to be fun to watch, if they're going to give me storylines, I'm in. But what I can't watch is, well, frankly, what they've put on the ice for the better part of 30 games. It's been pretty bad.
It'll just be another Husso starting a sad Kenny meme. That's what's going to happen.
I know, and I don't, as much as I love the sad Kenny meme, I hate it. It makes me sad. We'll get more to people coming up. We'll check in with the football today as well. All right, 97.1. Good to have you with us. Touch the table on some football. I mean, David, if you want to do football today over that song, I don't care. Whatever you like. We're cutting it loose in the holiday season. Let's do a football today.
Well, Mike, you mentioned it during Crosstalk. I could not believe what I saw and heard last night with the Eagles. Because I asked you a question yesterday about what was the problem in Philadelphia. Was it Nick Sirianni or was it Jalen Hurts? Well, now we find out from Brandon Graham, it's A.J. Brown. Quote, I don't know the whole story, but I know that one, who is Jalen Hurts, is trying. 11, A.J. Brown, could be a little better with how he responds to things. They were friends, but things have changed. And I understand that because life happens, but on the business side, we got to make sure we don't let the personal get in the way of the business, and that's what we need to do better of. I mean, first of all, yes. Why isn't this thing in the locker room? But are you really going to let a friendship ruin your Super Bowl chance?
Why is everything so messy in Philly?
Right.
Always. Always.
Just, I don't understand it. I would not let a friendship ruin your opportunity to possibly win a Super Bowl. It's like since they've made the Super Bowl, everything, egos have gotten involved. Everything has just gone to the wayside. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy, and it makes me thankful we're here in Detroit.
Let's get over to the other side of the state of Pennsylvania, and let's talk about Russell Wilson. In his last 20 games, he has a passer rating of 98.9, thrown for 4,300 yards, 33 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. He is cheap this year. But what do you do with him next year? Now, I've read something where the market says 3 or 4 year contract with an average of $40 to $45 million.
Oh,
what would you do? Not just if you're Pittsburgh, but if you're any other team in the NFL.
I wouldn't do that. David, you're in a tough spot. Look, I understand he has played beyond what anyone thought he was capable of doing at this stage of his career. But I'm going to turn this back on you, and your answer will determine what we're going to do. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe you can win a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson?
I have to be honest here. I'm going to say no.
Then you can't pay him the better part of $200 million, especially in his mid-30s. I can't do it.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
What options it leaves you and what you do, I don't know. But you asked me a question. It required me to ask you one.
Yeah,
if
no,
that's the answer,
you're right.
I'm not giving him a 4-year deal.
And that's what it reminds me, and I'm not trying to poke at you, but it just reminds me of Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Being stuck with a guy that can't really win you anything.
Exactly. And if you don't think you win the Super Bowl,
then you move
on. You can't
on.
Be in that business.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that. One thing I need athletes to get off social media. That's what I need. Because Debo went to social media and complained. He went on X and said, not struggling at all, just not getting the ball.
Oh, Jesus.
Then he followed up by writing that he wasn't hating on any teammates. He just might be playing a bigger role. But sentiments on his side is that he's frustrated with his role. Now, he has had 11 catches for just 85 yards over the last 4 games. But can athletes just stop it? Just get off
Once
social
again,
media.
I will. It's, you know, with Rico having the day off, I can just say this. This is why, dollar for dollar, Amon Ross St. Brown's the best wide receiver in football. I never hear any of this nonsense from him. Shows up to work. He blocks the same. He's a great teammate. And when his number's called, he delivers. This is, I'm telling you, man, these wide receivers around this league, they're head cases. I hope you realize how lucky you are with what you got.
Yeah, I would say that. There's an interesting stat here that I saw here from Adam Schefter. He was on a podcast, and everyone thinks about how great the Kansas City Chiefs are. But you may not want to bet the Super Bowl chances on them because the Chiefs are 0-7 against the spread in their last 7 games. Well, no team ever has gone on to win the Super Bowl in the same season it had a 6-game against the spread losing streak.
They're not winning the Super Bowl.
So,
they can barely score 20 points. They're terrible in the red zone. They have no passing game. No. And guess what? For all we talk about Spagnuolo and blitz rates, their pass rush is not very good this year. The Chiefs are not winning the Super Bowl. And they better pray they don't meet the Lions in the Super Bowl.
I would say the same thing. Mike, I think we found out exactly why. Well, it didn't quite work, but you had an airplane. Well, someone had an airplane.
I did not have an airplane.
Over MetLife. But allegedly, there was a Giants player that offered a OnlyFans model to flash Saints players during the game.
Wait,
yes,
what?
It is being reported that a Giants player reached out to her, DM'd her on social media, and got her tickets to the game so that she can flash the Saints during the game to distract them.
This is what we've devolved to, huh?
Yes,
it is. I see Kenny's enjoying himself.
That is...
Hey, I got tickets to the game. Here you go. Just show your snow cones off to everybody, okay? Thanks. Like, was there a contract? Did she have to do that a certain amount of times per quarter? Also, how did she not get kicked out of the game? Security at MetLife's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I wanted the same thing because, yes,
what there player was this?
There's no knowledge of who the player is. She
Wait,
just
what
showed,
did you just say?
There's no knowledge of who the player
oh.
is.
Oh, it's something else.
No, it just shows her DM without the person's name on it. So,
needless to say, things are not going well in New York. If this is the storylines you're getting on December 10th, yeah, you're a team on its way to 2-15.
That is a crazy and wild story there. So let's get to the college football playoff for a quick second in this. because the ticket prices are insane. I don't know if you've seen this, but the ticket prices are insane. So, the lowest amount to get into each game, here we go.
This is just the last seat, the cheapest seat in the house.
The cheapest for two tickets. This is on StubHub. Okay. SMU Penn State is $122.
Now, that's per ticket or for two?
That's for two.
Oh, that's a value.
Mm-hmm.
$60?
Yes. Clemson at Texas, $310. Tennessee.
That's actually not bad.
No, not for that matchup. That's probably the best matchup in the first round.
Okay.
Tennessee, Ohio State, $344.
Not terrible.
Indiana, Notre Dame.
This is going to be a problem.
Well, it's $1,065. But in the nosebleeds, and I'm looking at the map here, how you look at the stadium map.
Yeah.
There's nosebleed seats for $5,500.
Wait, you just said it was $1,000 for a pair.
That's the cheapest. I'm seeing 55.
Oh, God.
In the nosebleeds, not the 50-yard line, not lower bowl, $5,500 for the nosebleeds.
Oh, yeah, I'll pass. I'll watch it on TV.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
They're expected to draw about 400,000 fans total in all of these games.
Is it bad? I don't find any of the games that, you know, exciting.
Not to go ahead and spend that kind of money on it. No, not at all.
I mean, there's a novelty to it. It's a home game. It's a playoff game. You know, a couple $100. No problem with it. But, yeah, this isn't Super Bowl pricing. I think on basis, too, all these spreads are damn near 10 points.
Yes, it is. I looked and saw it earlier. It's like 8.5, 7.5, 9.5. Yeah, it's all crazy.
Clemson's out to like 12.
Yep.
It just doesn't feel, doesn't feel exciting to me. But that's another conversation for another time. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. And let's close it out with this regarding the playoffs. And outside of Ryan Day, which coach do you think is under the most pressure going into the college football playoff?
James Franklin. I mean, realistically, he's got an easy draw into the semis. If you lose to SMU, you're a bum. You're a total bum. And if you lose to Boise, you're a bum. So I would say the pressure based on the draw, based on the fact this guy's like 0-12 versus top five teams, never wins a big game. David, for me, it's big game, little James. You got a different answer?
No, not at all, but I do have breaking news here. You talk about bums. Well, the Browns have waived Kadarius Toney.
You just hate to see it.
Thanks for that muff punt. Thank you. Appreciate that. And that is In Football Today.